Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
It certainly is cold out there this morning in Dublin, it certainly was. And we're heading into what Met Éireann are referring to as a multi-weather hazard event this afternoon and into the night, and facing continuing cold weather until next Thursday. Joanna Donnelly, meteorologist with Met Éireann, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Listen, you were going to talk us through, first of all, what can we expect? First of all, for this afternoon, this multi-weather hazard event, that outlook, which is going to take place from 5 p.m. this evening, is it going to impact the entire country in some way or another?
Yeah, in one way or another, everywhere in the country is under a yellow warning. And then, of course, we've got the upgraded counties to orange level warnings. I know there's some confusion as to why some counties might be yellow and why some counties might be orange. I know the southern counties, Cork, Kerry, Waterford, were most concerned about the rain there. As we move further north, the amount of snow will increase. So the rain turning to sleet and turning to snow. I know along eastern coasts, there's an easterly wind and temperatures will be a little higher around coastal areas. So eastern coastal counties, they're staying yellow for now. We'll be upgrading them if necessary when we see how this pans out over the next few hours. Wicklow will stay in the orange because of the mountains. So, you know, but just keep an eye on the county you're in. And if you have to travel, the county where you might be going to.
So can we unpick that a little bit? So, for example, Carlow, Kilkenny, Tipperary, Wicklow, Clare, Limerick, Leash and Offaly, they have a status orange snow and ice alert. So what does that actually mean for them in practice?
So it's rain coming into cold air. So as the rain moves northwards into that cold air, it'll turn more and more frozen. Not every county will see widespread rain and snow. It's a mix. So there's some areas will have rain and some areas will have snow. But there is the chance where the snow gets going, the snow itself causes the temperature to fall, and then it increases the chance of more snow. So you can find that some places will have piles of snow and just down the road it'll all be rain. So it's a very local thing. It can be a very local effect. And there can also be the chance that there'll be widespread snow too.
Yeah, and look, I mean, if you look at there's a bunch of counties, Cavan, Donegal, Monaghan, Clare, Limerick, Tipperary, Waterford and Connacht, from 5 o'clock tomorrow until 5 o'clock on Sunday. So basically from later on today, they're under a status yellow snow and ice warning. So is it adjusting your behaviour in accordance with the status or the colour that is issued? Look, I mean, you know, people even in a red warning have to go out and about to work.
Yeah, I mean, I have to go to work. I'm a weather forecaster, so regardless of the colour warnings, I have to go out. So I never judge anybody that needs to go out. But if you don't absolutely have to go, if you can wait, just sit it out, stay at home. If you're in an orange area, it's increasingly dangerous. It's freezing everywhere, though. So even in the yellow areas, you could encounter areas of icy conditions. Those are dangerous. So if you don't have to, just sit it out for a while. There's great television on this weekend, especially tomorrow evening.
Yeah, there is. And I'm going to get to that in just a moment, because as you heard, Dancing with the Stars itself could potentially be impacted there in terms of the audiences. But I want to talk to you about just, you know, like a lot of people have kind of fear when they hear these warnings, particularly, you know, obviously like Cork, Kerry and Waterford will, you know, have those terrible fears, you know, about coastal or river flooding. But when it is sort of, you know, out there and it's frosty, or which is even worse, black ice, which you can't see, pedestrians do need to be careful. This is when the slips and trips really go through the roof.
That's it. And there are vulnerable people everywhere, and there are more vulnerable people when the weather gets cold. I myself, I'll give you an example. A few years ago, I was forecasting this black ice. I was on the radio at 5 to 8 in the morning, being very particular to warn people to watch out for the slippy conditions. I walked out of the building after my forecast was done and I slipped on the black ice and broke my toe. I was actually really too embarrassed to tell people how I'd broken my toe, because it was so ridiculous.
But it is so easy to do. I don't know whether Walk Like an Egyptian is going to be one of your maiden songs, but you have Walk Like a Penguin if you do have to go out.
That's it. Walk like a penguin. So it's, you want to make yourself as stable and as steady on your feet. So turn your feet outwards away from each other and take small parallel steps. So you're, you literally impersonate a penguin. That's what you want to do to stay safe.
Yeah, even if it looks a little bit strange. What is causing this cold spell, Joanna? Because obviously even the US is on a big alert this weekend as well.
We're on what's called the north side of the polar front. So the air from the tropics is warm and the air from the poles is cold. They meet together somewhere around where Ireland is. So generally speaking, the polar front is wobbling around Ireland. We're mostly moderately warm here in Ireland, comparatively warm because of the southwesterly winds coming up over the warm Atlantic. But now, at this time of the year, the polar front goes southwards and we're well and truly into the northern cold air. So the polar air is right down over Ireland and it's probably going to stay there for the next few days. I think the cold weather warning is all the way out to Thursday. So it's going to stay cold. Every night is going to be cold, frosty. All the precipitation that falls in the next week or so is going to potentially fall as sleet and snow. So it's not just today and tonight. Mm-hmm. There could be more snow tomorrow.
Why was Christmas so mild? I suppose this is the first real blast we've had.
Yeah, because it was the opposite scenario. This polar front that I'm talking about, stirred by the jet stream, moves. It wobbles up and down and it moved northwards of us. So we were in the warm air there over the Christmas. It's actually 13 or 14 degrees. And I think Irish people think that tomorrow's weather is going to be like today's weather. We don't really understand massively the movements of air masses as opposed to temperature. We think that all the heat comes from the sun, but it doesn't really. It comes from the earth.
How quickly it all can unfold. The children of Ireland are wanting to know, Joanna, is their first day back at school going to be a snow day?
It could well be a snow day for some kids. There is the potential the kids can sit and look out the window waiting for the snow to fall. So there is absolutely the potential that some schools, but obviously that'll be a local effect. You'll have to keep in touch with your own headmaster.
I feel slightly guilty for dragging on air this morning because you're, of course, rehearsing for Dancing with the Stars. You're going to be making your big debut on Dancing with the Stars, which returns to RT1 tomorrow. How are you feeling about it?
I would be feeling better if I hadn't watched myself back in the rehearsals yesterday. So horrified. You know, my friend said, "Oh, you're going to be brilliant." And I thought I was. And then I started doing this and realised, oh, this is an awful lot hard. I mean, I've been a huge fan of this show for 8 years and strictly before that. And I always thought this was going to be a great experience. And it is a great experience. I'm just not a very good dancer.
And I know you've been, Matcha, your partner, Matcha Jiba, has been putting you through the papers. Paces. Look, you know, when you're in it to win it. Are you in for the long haul?
I'm in there. You know, I'm a 54-year-old menopausal woman and I want to say I'm not written off yet. And I want all the other 54-year-old menopausal women to vote for me and keep me there to see what we can do.
Oh my goodness, that is such a key demographic. There you go. You've laid the gauntlet down there. Joanna Donnelly, meteorologist with MedEarn. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. To everyone else, stay safe out there and best of luck tomorrow night. And thank you for joining us. There, clarion call to the menopausal women of Ireland. She's got a great constituency there. I think that is a brilliant head start.